This is NPR.
You are most kind. Good morning, everyone. World financial markets are hobbling their way back into health this morning after the Fed surprise interest rate cut yesterday. Most Asian markets rebounded today, reversing their painful plunge earlier this week. But European markets, not so much, slipped in early trading today. Analysts say the market turmoil could continue for a while because the Fed's move was seen by many as panicky. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged more than 450 points at the get-go, but by the end of the day was able to climb back up, recouping most of its losses. Meanwhile, President Bush met with top congressional leaders yesterday to hammer out details of a possible economic stimulus package. Here's what the president had to say.
Everybody wants to get something done quickly, but we want to make sure it gets done right and make sure that everybody's realistic about the timetable.
The centerpiece of discussions is a possible tax rebate of up to $800 for individuals and $1,600 for couples. Congressional leaders from both parties are hoping to firm up the stimulus package by next month. The man accused of planning a radioactive dirty bomb attack was sentenced to more than 17 years in prison yesterday. Jose Padilla, along with two co-defendants, was charged with supporting terrorism and conspiring to commit murder abroad. Here's NPR's Greg Allen in Miami, where the trial took place.
The sentences, while stiff, were considerably less than the life sentences the government had asked for. Federal Judge Marcia Cook said the evidence and testimony presented did not warrant such a harsh sentence. In addition to Padilla's 17 years, Judge Cook gave defendants Adam Hassoun nearly 16 years and Kifa Jayusi nearly 13 years in prison. In August, a jury found the three men guilty of operating a cell in South Florida that sent money, supplies, and recruits to terrorist groups operating overseas. Attorneys for the three men were pleased that the judge gave their clients less than what the government had asked for, but said they planned to appeal both the convictions and the sentencing.
NPR's Greg Allen in Miami. There's some encouraging medical news out today. U.S. death rates from heart disease and strokes have fallen by about a quarter since the end of the 1990s. That's according to new data released yesterday by the American Medical Association. Federal health officials say heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S., with strokes coming in third behind cancer at number two. The head of the AMA says the drop in the death rate from heart disease and strokes is because of new advanced medical technologies like angioplasty stents and clot-busting drugs that keep the blood flowing to the heart and the brain. But the report also says obesity rates are still too high. Rates for obesity and type 2 diabetes are on the rise, especially in American young people. And it was touch and go there for a while, but word got out yesterday that the Writers Guild of America will not set up picket lines outside the Grammy Awards next month. The Writers Guild and the Recording Academy are negotiating a deal that would also allow union writers to work on the CBS broadcast of the awards. According to reports, writers and studio representatives also began informal talks yesterday to settle the strike. The Guild has reportedly dropped its demands to represent writers who work on reality TV shows and in animation. That is the news. You will always find it online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Torreya Nelson.
Thanks, Rachel.
You're welcome.